can listen to this show virtually anywhere at any time on so many different devices. And that is such a good thing, is it not? I say it is. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Karen DeFalco will be by soon. We are going to have a best of hour. We are smack dab in the middle of the holiday season. Many of you are hearing this on Christmas Day. So Merry Christmas across the land and happy whatever winter holiday you happen to celebrate. Keeping everybody happy here on the program. So we're going to go back and take a listen again to some of our better segments over the past, what is it, 2 or 3 months? Yes, I'm getting a bunch of faces nodding up and down. That means the affirmative. So yes, 2 or 3 months. And we're going to talk about Christmas trees. Is your Christmas tree real or fake? About a month ago here on the show, Kara and I got into a little back and forth about the benefits of a real tree and the benefits of an artificial plastic tree. She has one kind, I have the other. Let the battle begin. Then, Snapchat. Are you on Snapchat? Kara and I cannot even figure out how to get onto Snapchat and how to operate the damn thing, but Snapchat is now offering glasses, so you'll be able to show the entire world your entire life in 10-second increments. Oh, joy. And then we're going to revisit a guest we had. It's our very own Mark Leonard. You listen to Mark every week here with this tremendous On the Mark segment, the best audio essays on film you're going to hear anywhere on national radio. Well, we spoke with Mark a couple of months ago about one of his favorite directors, David Cronenberg, and we're going to take a listen to that segment once again. And we start things off this hour with the concept that you can sit in your home and gamble at a casino. It is true, depending upon where you live across the fruited plain, you can gamble away the kids' college fund on your smartphone. What a wonderful thing that is it not? I live in New Jersey, where they have a variety of different ways where you can sit at home, you can sit on the train, you can stand and wait for the train, and you can tap away, and you can play your favorite casino games. Have we really reached the time when we are entering that altered reality from Back to the Future when Biff Tannen kind of ran everything? And remember the big casino in the middle of town? And that's what this reminds me of. Of course, there's going to be some sort of legal gambling, lotteries, and there are casinos everywhere now. For a long time, it was just Vegas and Atlantic City. Now it seems like every 10 blocks, there's a casino somewhere. You're not going to be able to stop it. These states depend on the revenue, but can they make it too easy? I think when you get to the point when you simply take out your phone and swipe and tap and start betting and playing roulette and slots and 21 and all the other things, it's too much. There's a TV commercial where I live where people are just, they're giddy. Oh, I play all the time. I can play after breakfast. I can play when I'm at work and the boss doesn't see me. It is ridiculous. How much money do you have to gamble in the first place? It's a computerized program. You know they're not going to let a lot of people win. You do realize that, right? So why are you doing that? We feed so many compulsions and so many future addictions in this country, do we not? And then when we do have these people that are addicted to things, in this case gambling, we wring our hands and we put sad faces on and we say, what a shame, it's terrible, how did this happen? It happens because you have state governments that get way too greedy. I'm sorry, a casino should not be able to get into your home. And that's exactly what this is. And if you're sitting there all day long in your pajamas, playing roulette on your phone, and losing money hand over fist, maybe it's time to stop. And maybe it's time for those that make this so easy to do in our quasi-crazy technological age that we live in, maybe it's time for them to just stop. Stay with us. We're talking Christmas trees. Kara and I, real or fake, let the battle begin. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green. Harrison with you.
A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.